This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The community of Station Hill, St. Michael, left shaken after a young man was fatally shot there. A large number of the teaching staff at the Lester Vaughan School were off the job this morning over outstanding environmental issues. Ross University to host a symposium to address obesity. Residents in Deacon Farm want the community center to be reopened. The U.S. Coast Guard repatriates 33 migrants to Haiti, and three people arrested in connection with a shooting that killed one and injured 21 people after Super Bowl victory parade. Good afternoon, I am Krista J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A St. Michael community has been shaken by the shooting death of one of its residents. The victim is 31-year-old Dario Jean-Luc Holder Branch of First Avenue, Goddings Road, Station Hill, St. Michael. Jean-Luc, as he is more affectionately known, was shot around 6:15 last evening. He was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by a private vehicle, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. A resident told Starcom Network News that the victim was sitting in front of a shop where the incident occurred and described what was seen.
I was in my kitchen at the time, and I only hear like a tractor lifting up my house. And after I opened my louvers to see what's going on, it's gunshot. I see people outside, and I saw a fella laying down on the ground. More people start coming, and they lift up the fella, put him in a car, and carry him along. He's a fella, very nice, very quiet, very respectable. After I saw the fella laying down there, I just screamed because I feel something was coming to me, as if it's my own son that laying down there. And then the water just come out in my eyes to see he laying down there.
Another resident described the young man as a pleasant and helpful individual. The resident said the incident has traumatized the whole district. We have disguised the voice.
I know him personally from birth. Yes, like any young person, he did foolishness, but he was very, very pleasant. He was a very pleasant young man, and his death has shaken the entire community. People are still crying. People are still reeling from the after effects. It's going to take a while before we settle down, but he was a very pleasant and helpful young man.
Residents of Station Hill, St. Michael. Over 30 teachers at the Lester Vaughan School walked off the job this morning, and a large number called in sick over environmental issues plaguing the school for a while. The Barbados Union of Teachers shop steward at Lester Vaughan School, Alwyn Babb, said the teachers are upset that they are required to work in an environment making them sick. He said they are still awaiting results from tests done.
Some weren't feeling well, and some were still very concerned that they're in an environment that we had a report and we had some information which says that there are a number of tests to be carried out. And I think that they're concerned that because the investigation is going on, that they're still being asked to stay on the compound, that even the experts are not sure what is actually causing staff members to be sick. So in the interest of their own health, they have decided that they are not going to stay very long in the compound, because for some of them staying for an entire day, at the end of the day, there are even worse, or their conditions are made worse.
He explained the issues.
Over a number of weeks and years, we get these constant odors like sewage, very powerful, pungent, and you can't stay in an environment not sure where that odor is coming from. Also, there are concerns that previous tests have said that there are concerns about the high levels of carbon dioxide. And now that we have seen that that some tests have, in terms of the sewage, have to have a smoke test, and there are wells which are some 50 feet deep or more, and now only have 15 meters of space, they're still very concerned about that. More than 15 years. And we are always told to compile information. We are always told to submit reports. But I believe that it's come to a head, because there are a number of teachers who have various ailments, chronic sinusitis. They have diminished lung function as well. We have teachers who have requested transfers.
The Barbados Union of Teachers shop steward at Lester Vaughan School, Alwyn Babb, in the lunchtime edition. Ross University School of Medicine will host a two-day symposium to address the issue of obesity in the region. The event, which will be hosted in collaboration with CIBC Caribbean Bank, seeks to educate the public about the disease and its management. Speaking during a media conference held at the university, Senior Associate Dean of External Affairs, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre, said obesity is a national concern that needs to be addressed.
34.7% of adult women and 17.1% of adult men are living with obesity. In Barbados, this is the last population study, 2 out of 3 adults in Barbados were overweight. So this is a significant national concern. To address this issue and promote a holistic understanding of the disease and its management, we at Ross University School of Medicine and CIBC Caribbean Bank have partnered together to host an obesity symposium. We want to leverage our medical resources and immersive hands-on approach to not only address this growing concern, but to create an inclusive and thought-provoking environment that engages with healthcare providers, partner organizations, Barbadians, and other community members in the region.
She stated that the symposium, which will be held on March 9th and 10th, will seek to explain various topics surrounding obesity.
There will be lectures, live demonstrations, workshops, testimonials, and a panel discussion on a variety of topics surrounding obesity. We hope that by bridging the gap between healthcare professionals and the public, we can advance health equity and meet the healthcare needs in our communities. At RossMed, we are on a mission to deliver an innovative medical education program in an inclusive environment that fosters professional growth and leadership. We believe we can take that same approach in the battle against obesity. Through strong partnerships with organizations that align with our mission, we can help address this health issue impacting our communities and cultivate an environment that supports the overall well-being and prosperity of Barbadians and the regional community.
Senior Associate Dean of External Affairs at the University, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre. And that's, of course, Ross University. There are calls for the community center in Deacon's Farm to be reopened for educational and recreational activities in the area. Resident of Deacon's and interim president of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative, Michael Harris Jr., tells Starcom Network News the center has been closed for more than 5 years. He believes the center can provide training for young people from organizations like his.
Yes, the center cannot be dormant. This center needs life. It needs to put back in operations to give other young people opportunities. I see this center could be either the benchmark for a center for the Barbados contractors and artisans where we can certify youngsters and guys with the prior learning and the CVQ through the same center. To speak to this center, government need to step up. Northwest cannot be dormant.
He said the center served the community well in the past and is saddened by the current state of the facility.
This center has the community post, the gym, but also the dorm for people come from overseas to stay. I know this lovely facility that I come up as a boy and saw is dormant at this time and it's hurting. And I speak in this morning of a heavy heart because I know as an artisan, this community center have produced a lot of artisans of this Deacons that are quality joiners and carpenters today. And to imagine a building that produces quality people from Deacons is dormant.
Starcom Network News contacted the Ministry of Education, that's the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, for comment, but calls proved unsuccessful. In the headlines, the community of Station Hill, St. Michael, was left shaken after a young man was fatally shot there. A large number of the teaching staff at the Lester Vaughan School were off the job this morning over outstanding environmental issues. Ross University to host a symposium to address obesity, and residents at Deacon Farm want the community center to be reopened. And that concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean Bank. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp Admi 2-246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.